Case study. The security department of company XYZ is composed of both the security guards and the clerks who attend to administrative duties. For the past month, the department is getting heat from the company's management because of the high rate of the tardiness and or lack of complete data when submitting incident reports. The creation of the incident report is work that involves both the guards and the office personnel. The administrative staff members who work in the office blame the guards for not having the initiative to go to the office and inquire what is required of them, which in turn results to late submissions of the data the admin staff needs to create the write-up. For the admin staff, they feel that it's not their duty to go after each and every guard, especially since they tend to be scattered all over the large building and ground area of their company. There also seems to also be a tendency among the guards to not be present within the area assigned to them to patrol, which makes looking for them a headache. Meanwhile, the guards blame the admin staff members for not having an effective information dissemination campaign so that all guards on duty will be informed of what is required of them ASAP. According to the security guards, while the admin staff is effective at communicating with the guards who work the same hours they do, they neglect the guards who patrol the office building early in the morning, late in the evening, outside regular office hours. Worse, the guards complain of the bad reception that they get from the admin personnel every time they do submit their requirements. Sometimes they are made to wait for very long, which gets them into trouble as the areas they are meant to be watching gets abandoned. The guards also complain of the office personnel's tendency to shout and talk down to them, something the office staff members admit and attribute to the stress of having to prepare several case reports within a day. A facilitator was invited to help the parties find resolution to their dilemma. To help both parties air their grievances, as well as provide a venue for listening to each other's side of the story, both groups were invited to a dialogue. The facilitator encouraged both parties to see the interests that are most important to their opponent. Here are the interests that surfaced. The security guards do want to submit their requirements on time, but as they work on different shifts, some guards never get to communicate with the staff members, and hence, do not get updated on what they need to provide. More so, the guards who do work the same shift as the admin staff members don't feel that they are treated with respect whenever they initiate a communication with the office personnel. Meanwhile, the office personnel said that they would appreciate greater initiative from the guards when it comes to making inquiries. Most of the office personnel are overworked and managing several deadlines. They can't afford to go out and search for the particular guards lacking in paperwork. They also can't be asked to stay in the office outside of their office hours as they have families to attend to. After the dialogue, the feeling of antagonism and frustration between the two parties lessened. The facilitator emphasized that both parties seem to want the same thing: complete and timely reports, better communication with one another. What's just next, then, is to find that win-win situation where all parties' interests will be served. The security guards agreed that they do need initiative in making inquiries and committed to being more conscientious in inquiring before their shift begins what is required for them for the day. More importantly, the guards created team leaders who would be responsible for disseminating information to the hard-to-reach and the guards who work outside the office staffers' working hours. The admin staffers, on their part, promised to create systems for better information dissemination, including a large bulletin board that guards, regardless of their shift, can peruse, as well as an electronic mailing list. The admin's support also committed to training on stress management and time management so that they won't again take out their tensions and anxieties on the guards.